This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. The Also Foundation, a peak Victorian GLBTI community support and advocacy group, has appointed a new CEO. Crusader Hillis, a well-known Melbourne identity, is Also's new chief executive officer. Hillis has been CEO of Gasworks Arts Park. He takes up his new position as Also's CEO in May, following a handover period starting next month.
A bunch of gay and straight celebs were on hand at the Sydney Opera House for the launch of the Wear It With Pride campaign. Among them, newsreader Kylie Gillies, gossip guru Richard Reid, and pop star Natalie Bassingthwaite.
I wear this t-shirt with pride because I support equal rights. I want us all to be proud of who we are and to respect each other's individuality.
She was wearing one of the 85 unique t-shirts commemorating Canberra's pieces of reform improving the rights of same-sex couples in 2007. Nat Bass will also be donating all the profits of her new single, A Love Like This, back to the queer community.
97 different community and political groups and thousands of individuals recently turned out to celebrate Melbourne's Pride March. Headed by 6 large, vibrant rainbow flags, the march flocked down Fitzroy Street to the cheers of appreciative spectators. Performers including Yana Alana, Anthony Defina and Katie Underwood entertained the crowd in the Katani Gardens following the march.
Ian Roberts is joining the case against Channel 9 over another NRL footy show skit gone wrong. The former league star is joining legal action by activist Gary Burns, angry with a homophobic segment which aired on the network. It was played in the middle of last year and featured Matthew Johns acting as his fake brother called Elton Johns. The case against Nine could be in court as early as June.
The Victorian government gave way last year and now it's the turn of the British government. Following strident criticism from English bishops and the Vatican, the House of Lords is watering down its new anti-discrimination legislation. Pope Benedict XVI attacked Britain's gay equality laws and argued that the new law would impose limitations on religious freedoms. The new laws would have stopped religious schools discriminating against gays and lesbians.
The US's top commander has joined President Barack Obama in calling for the military's don't ask, don't tell policy to be removed. Admiral Mike Mullen told a Senate hearing into the issue, even though there are practical difficulties to repealing the ban, the military can handle it. He says gay people should be able to serve their country.
No matter how I look at this issue, I cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place a policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens.
The LA County Coroner has announced the cause of death of lesbian socialite Casey Johnson. Johnson, heir to the family healthcare products fortune, died of diabetic ketoacidosis. Diabetic since childhood, Johnson had recently announced her engagement to bisexual reality TV star Tyler Tequila. Johnson's death at age 30 stunned the celebrity world.
Just a month before she heads down under for her Aussie tour, Lady Gaga has finally set the record straight on her sexuality. Speaking on ABC America, the breakout pop star says there's no truth behind those hermaphrodite rumours. But she's revealed that she fancies both men and women.
I've only been in love with men. I've never been in love with a woman. But I've certainly had sexual relationships with women, yes.
And briefly in other news, Byron Adu, Mr. Gay Australia, heads to Norway next month for the International Mr. Gay pageant. The federal government's refusal to allow same-sex marriage could be costing the Australian economy $700 million, according to a new study by Australian Marriage Equality, and Holding the Man, a play based on Tim Conagrave's best-selling true-life gay love story, debuts in London's West End in April.
To QNN Sport, Melbourne has taken top honours over Sydney in the Battle of the Gay and Lesbian Water Polo Clubs. The Surge were too good, taking out a 5-4 win over the Stingers at home. And GLBTI athletes athletes will have access to their own Pride House throughout this month's Winter Olympics.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.